Tess Amud Aleph. Tzachin, Tess Amud Aleph. We left off last week with a tremendous difficulty. I must say, it caused me a lot of worry over Shabbos. Let's just recap. And Mamash Tziyat Nishmaya with a Nes Nigla. Hashem revealed it to me this morning, a possible answer. So let's share it with all of us. We left off like this. We're going to do a quick Chazara, Shakavataria of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, of our question we left off last week, and with perhaps an answer. So the Mishnah told us, the Yidam Tiyachishish, that perhaps a Chulda dragged in the piece of bread, you have to be worried about it. Why? Because if you would be worried about it, then you always have to be worried about it. Explain, the pashtus of the Mishnah seems to imply that even even within the one house, where it's very possible to stand guards and watch to make sure that no chulda is taken from place to place, even within the one house, you do not need to place the guard there. You do not need to do such a shmir. Why? Because it cannot be. It cannot be that Chazal required that from us. It can't be that Chazal required that from us, because if Chazal did require it from us, then we'd have to be worried also about me in the ear. And me by me by the bite, and chotze lechotze. So since such a concern is beyond our radar, the Chazal obviously said to us that you do a check, don't worry about chuzos. Don't worry about chuzos. If you would be worried about chuzos, you'd have to be worried to the nth degree, and that's not possible. That's what the Mishnah told us. What it does say in the Mishnah is, if not for this in the double safe, if not for that, I would have thought you do have to worry about it. I wouldn't thought you have to worry that the chuldois bring tomates mimokim mimokim. Why? I suspect Seiker, who says v'chlal, the chuldois bought in chomets, and even if they did, maybe they ate it. Doesn't matter. For v'dikas chomets, we're machmeh even for Svek Seiker. For v'dikas chomets, we're dobbets for this out. For v'dikas chomets, we're machmeh other stuff. Okay, so that's what it says in the Mishnah. Again, the two chidushim it says in the Mishnah are, you do not need to worry about it, because if you would have to worry about it, we'd never finish with the chiv of Bedika, and therefore it cannot be the chazal and the chayv us to worry about the fact that maybe a chulda would bring in chomet. So we have to let you off. It can't be the chazal and the chayv you for it. Because ein nedava seif, mashma, if not for the klal of ein nedava seif, you would have to do B'dikas Chomet, you would have to worry about the Chuldos, you would have to be worried about the Chuldos, if not for the point of Ein Adavos. That's how the two Chedoshim in the Mishnah. Why would you worry about the I suspect Seika? B'dikas Chomet was Mishkan HaSofik, and therefore, even the Svek Seikas, you'd have to worry about. Yeah, Yossi, you agree, that's the Chazal Mishnah. Right? Yossi's got his look on his face as if, yeah, but what's fair? Those are the 2 points of the mystery. You agree? Oh, very good. Yossi's. No, it's a good, Yossi is pointing out, and a lot of Achronim points out, it's not just Yossi, it's Shua points it out, and other Achronim as well, I mean, David as well, that how can Ein Adava Seif tell me not to do a Bedika? Right? How can Ein Adava Seif not to Bedika? Tell me not to Bedika. So it really depends whether Bedika's comment here is a Chiv Deraisa or Derabon. If Bedika's comment is only Derabonon, so then it's not so difficult. Because the whole Zakam is only Derabonon. And therefore Chazal says that since to make you have to do such a Chiv would mean, therefore, also chotze and also ear, and that's impossible. Therefore, they didn't include it into the chiv of B'dikas Chomet.
Well,
If I know, if my chometz is there, sure. If I know my chometz is there, then...
No.
But we're worried that maybe from the path that the chulda will bring in the chometz from the ear into my house. If you're worried about chulda taking chometz from place to place in your house, you also have to worry about the chulda bringing in chometz from the city into your house. And that's too much of a concern. That's impossible. So Mela Chazal said that you don't need to be worried about chulda at all. So your main question, Yossi's question really is, if you hold the Bidikas Chometz is Zeraisa, if you hold the Chiyuv Bidikim and Atzoryo, if you hold the Chiyuv Bidikim and Atzoryo, then how can it be that we say in the Dovah Seif? You're right in this, to worry about Chometz coming from the city, maybe we don't have to worry about that. Because in the Dovah Seif, but at least in your house you should have to. And Achami, that's the question which they ask. The question which is asked, like Deir Achrin. Again, I can ask this question, that to worry about chometz within the house that needs to be able to mitzvah of the right. Yeah? So the fact that you're uncomfortable with it is good reason. The answer has to be that even the chiv to natura is just to do a bedika as far as whatever Chazan understood was the chiv bedika. I mean, the Torah says, "Valuah valimotzi." Make sure you've got no chometz. Now Chazal have a right to explain to us what does the Torah mean when the Torah says, "Check for chometz." Does the Torah mean to worry about bulldoze or not? That state, that level of searching to worry about bulldoze, says Chazal, can't be the Torah requires us to worry about that. Because if we would have to worry about that, we'd have to worry also about bulldoze coming in from other places as well, bringing chometz from other places as well. And therefore we would have to worry about that as well. So it can't be that the Torah is mechayev us to do bedika for that. Yes, sure.
What would happen then, I mean, if it was a d'oraisa, and you were concerned about, we're not talking about a case where you saw the chulda carrying chametz into a place. We're just talking about a concern that perhaps the chulda has come in, perhaps it has chametz and it's left chametz in a place. So, and then it wipes out the whole previous Mishnah that we've been learning about, if a person doesn't bring it there, then you don't need to worry about it. That's just completely, the hole has been swallowed up by the donut, or whatever it is, the donut has been swallowed up by the hole. I mean,
Tosis asks your question. Top Tosis. Tosis says that Mishnah is talking about specifically a place where Chulda can't get there.
It's a Chulda free, can't get to.
Or we saw Tosis Rosh said that in places where there's generally no food, Chuldas don't go there.
All right.
So maybe that's why you don't have to be concerned about it. Here we're talking about places where Chuldas do go, and therefore, maybe you would have had to be concerned. Kamashal on you don't. Okay? So, again, Yossi's Ahara is a good Ahara. It depends whether the Obdikas Chomet is Derabonon or Deraisa. If the Obdikas Chomet is Derabonon, then it's not so Shver. If you're Obdikas Deraisa, then it is Shver, and you have to come up with some type of answer. Another Ahara which Yossi mentioned last week is the one that there should have been at least some answer being given. He didn't really refer too much to it or focus so much on Yossi's point, but what chometz are you concerned about? If you're worried that you're going to bring chometz from out of the town into my house, so it's not my chometz. It's not my chometz, so why are you worried about it? Chometz of, it's not my chometz, so let it come into my house. What's the concern?
What about your chometz? This is somebody else's reshus. It's the flip side of that coin.
It's not what the Mishnah says. So you're mafka that chometz that went into somebody else's shoes. You're mafka. So what's the problem?
They would mafka theirs as well. So then now what?
Now what? So what's the concern? Right? So if you say that the chashash is because you might come to eat it, it's in the abani after the bedika because you might come to eat. So you've got that concern here. Even if it's somebody else's chometz. Maybe you say the reason why you're doing bedikas chometz is because of the deraisa. because not to ever bali roeh, if it's somebody else's chometz, it's one to have to be concerned about. So here the Pnei Yeshua, this is one of the rays that we had. Remember we spoke about this Pnei Yeshua earlier. Chometz of a Jew. Are you over bali roeh if you've got chometz of a Jew? Remember the Bernard was not happy about this. But we said the Pnei Yeshua on the base. The chometz of a Jew, you're over bali roeh. If chometz of a Jew is in your rishus, you're over bali roeh, bali matzeh. And the Pnei Yeshua brings a raya from this Mishnah. You see, what's the chashash? Avoid that the chulda will bring in chometz of another Jew into your rishus. So what? Yeah, yeah, there is a problem. You're over bali roeh, bali matzeh, of seeing, of having chometz of another Jew in your rishus. If he's maskri, it's even worse. The other Pnei Yeshua has never held that. Chometz, which is hefker, which is in your rishus, you're over bali roeh, bali matzeh for.
Now, surely they're the problem that once it brings it into your rishus, it becomes yours.
Yeah, that's a big shayla. Chometz, something you don't want to be zeicha, who says your rishus is kosher for you? It's a big shayla. It also could be a teret. It also could be a teret. It depends when it came into your rishus. If it came before Pesach, yeah. Okay, so that was the Mishnah. Again, the 2 points, because we want to go over the question which we left off with. We have to remember the 2 points. The 2 points were, honest, that the Mishnah is telling me that you have to be worried about a chomi that went from mokim to mokim. You would have had to be worried about it, but the reason why you don't have to is because of ain the dover safe. It's got to be ain the dover safe, because otherwise there's no entry. It can't be a chazal mechayev it to me. So we can see from this Mishnah, that if not for that reason, I would have a chiyuv bedika. Why? I suspect seika. Who says chometz came in? And even if it was, maybe it was eaten. Chiyuv bedika chometz. The answer to that question is chiyuv bedika chometz requires even for tzvek seika. So if we go with that, anocha, we can move on. If we go with anocha, we can move on. So then the Gemara says, it's only because you didn't see it. But had you seen the chomet, had you seen the weasel bringing a chomet, then we would say that you do have a chiv to go and check for it. Why? We should say et it up. We should say et up. So we spoke out. We can't just say et up. Because we know Zika's chomet is nitzkan for Svek Tveka. Right? You can't just say it. So what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question was that we know, not just if we can say perhaps Ezra, we can be quite sure, or almost sure Ezra, because we see by Medurah's Arkham, we see in these Goisha houses where there's a risk, or we suspect that there's comets inside, well, not comets, there's Nephil inside, dead babies inside, and yet the Kohen is allowed to go into such a house if there are chazim or chulayta. You can go into such a house. How can you go into such a house? You're kohen, have to be chishazim for sex taker when it comes to tumma v'tayah. So how can you go into the house? Elamai, what do we see from here? That is, we can be so sure that the animal et up these nephil, it's not even a topic. It's a vadai. You can be sure you et up. If so, then why not say the same regarding the chulayt? The chulayt brought in the chomet and he had stopped. So what's the concern, Bechlam? Vada yet up. To which he answered, says Ibdeya says, no, this idea that chulayt and chazim eat up, that's only referring to meat. Then a vada eat up. But bread is not vadai, and that be left with a suffix, and we know that because comments is also by suffix. So if we saw he brought it in, it's a problem. There's Rava, Rava says, no, different teretz. Remember the teretz of Rava? Rabbi Yaakov, what was Rava's teretz?
I'm not sure now. Some Sorry.
In the case of the Nephilim, there's a speculation. We don't bechlal know that the Nephil is there. And we have certain, maybe it's not a certainty that the animal eats up the Nephil, but there's definitely a road. There's definitely a road. So maybe there's no certainty that animal that eats up, but there's definitely a road. So Mela, since there's a road, together with this topic, that makes it so much of a likelihood that there's no Nephil there, that's why you're allowed in. And so ancient, in our Gemara, if we know that they brought the Nephil in, the Chometz in, so we don't have this Sekseku. We know for sure that there's Chometz there. We just, maybe he ate up. You can't rely in such a situation, maybe he ate up. That was Rabbi's text. So this is a quick chazal of what Rabbi said. Rabbi said, it depends. You want to know about Midos, Akum, why you can be Mako, is because you have a double wham to suffocate. First of all, who says the Chav is a Nephil? Second of all, if there's all likelihood, if there was an Nephil, it would have been a Nephil. So maybe since we have such a huge reason to be Mekel, we're Mekel even in Rosh Hashanah. I think in Mechonis, we don't have this double suffix, because we know, in this case where we know the Chometz came in, that we have to be Chosheh for the Chometz, and what do you have to rely on? That maybe it's not enough. It's not enough, because we could comment to maybe end up. Not enough.
Wasn't there also discussion about Chazaka? Like, his animal came in and with it, so it's Vadai that it's there. It's a suffix whether or not, the status quo, and then the status quo in the Goy's house is already a suffix. We don't know. It's not a Vadai.
Yeah, so it reminds me, here it's not just a normal suffix. It's definitely a roid that eats it up. It's not enough for Zika Chomet. Right. Not enough. The Chomet has to be sure. The Chomet has to be sure. So we left off last week with a tremendous difficulty. We met really difficult. That according to that, it should come out that if I didn't see the animal brought in the Chomet in my house, and just like by my daughter's akum, I can be mekel. So it's by chametz I can be mekel. If I didn't see the animal going in the chametz in my house, then first of all, who said it was there? And even if it was there, all likelihood he ate it. So it should zikha be mekel if I didn't see he brought it in my house. The question we asked was...
Uh-oh. Is it just me, or did he freeze up on everybody?
The screen's frozen. I can't hear it.
Yeah, I think probably bad plita in the graph.
No,
we missed it all.
No, you froze.
The plita, you just...
Where did I leave off?
From the very beginning.
You can articulate the question.
The very last thing you were about to say.
The Yitzhak doesn't want to hear. I didn't want to hear this question. Let's try again. So the question we left off last week was, it comes out, according to Rav, the reason why we're Mekel by Mazuris Akum is because, first of all, who says the Chometz came in? The Nephil was brought in. And even if he was, all likelihood there was eaten up. So Tim says, the sex later you can be Mekel. So it should come out according to that. If we don't know that a Chulda brought in the Chometz into my house, I can be Mekel. First of all, who says there's Chometz in the house? And second of all likelihood, the edges. Can be Mekel, just like my Mezuzah Akum. And yet the Mishnah said, the reason why you can be Mekel, Mimokim and Mokim, is because Ein Ledov HaTayf. Only because of Ein Ledov HaTayf. He didn't say because of his fixate. That's the kasha. Why not?
But there aren't the two simple answers for that. I'm sorry to try and make it so balibash is simple. But number one, we see that for Zika's comets, we don't rely on space faker. Second point is, how can you compare...
That was an answer, Eddie?
Yeah, that's maybe one possibility.
Stop there. Rava didn't say that. Rava says, Haimai. Rabbi says, what are you asking to me from Maduris to Chomez? Or, yeah, what are you asking on me from Maduris to Chomez? Maduris, there's a fake faker. We don't have a Chalali brought in. Mashin Gimachonet, we know he brought it in. So Rabbi seems to equate the two.
Okay, because he's talking on a case there where you saw it going in, but I'm asking what you asked, where we don't know that he brought it in, which is more the case of the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah have to come to this case of Lord of Darasot? And that's what I'm trying to answer, for point number one. The second thing is, how can you compare Nechel to Chomet? We know Huldas run around with Chomet the whole day, whenever they find Chomet, and Chomet is mustering all over the show. How can you compare it to a case of Nephilim, which is such a rare kind of a thing, and such a kind of a doubt? I don't understand. You've got a question, but I think it's easily answerable.
That was the 2 points, which neither of them are strong enough on its own, but together they make a good case. And I'll say what I saw over Shabbos and today to answer this kasha. Again, the kasha is that the Gemara seemed to say the only difference between Chomet and Nephel is that Nephel is a Tzvek Tzeika and my Chomet is a Vada. You saw the Chomet come in. So with Mashma, if you want to read the Gemara simply, Mashma, that if my Chomet had also been a Tzvek Tzeika, then Avadi would be Mako. Right? If Vaychomet would also be a Tzvek Tzeika, Avadi would be Mako. So we're asking, the Mishnah says, not like that. The Mishnah says, the only reason why you Mako Vaychomet is because ain't the Dover Six. That's the question. So the answer is, every point that we've done, I've said is right, I'm just going to put it in a different way. The answer is, there's two different discussions. There's one discussion, what's the Chiyuv of Bedikas Chomet? The Chiyuv of Bedikas Chomet, the Chazal instituted, was to worry about Chomet in your house. And we need to know, when is that chiyuv finished? When do I finish that chiyuv? Finish the chiyuv once you finish checking your house. Now what happens while I'm checking my house, it's automatically assumed that the chulda brings chomet from place to place, is you haven't finished checking your house. And that chiyuv is still there, and that chiyuv was instituted for sveikas. Like we know, every chomet you have to check in your house is always a sveikas. Who says, Bechlal, that Chomet was brought to this corner, and even if it was, maybe it was eaten, every Chomet is, because Chomet is made up of Tzvekas, and if it's instituted for Tzvekas, and therefore, there's a Chiyuv, the Dikas Chomet, even on a Sofik. So, when you're checking your house, why don't you have to be Choshesh, that maybe a Chulda took it from place to place? Don't tell me, because it's a Tzvekas. Tzvekas is not going to help you. Why do you have to be choshes that a chulda took chomets from place to place? That is a new side. What happens if I finished my bedikah? I completely finished my bedikah. And now I saw a chulda bring chomets in my house. So obviously I have to get rid of the chomets. But is this getting rid of the chomets? Is this part of the mitzvah of bedikah's chomets? Or is this now a new din? Just make sure you don't have chomets in your house. Am I being mekayim in my mitzvahs because chomets already, and now a new din, I have to just get rid of chomets that comes in, or not? So here, for anyone to say, if you did your bedikah, and you finished your bedikah, and then something else happened afterwards, an animal brought in chomets, a child brought chomets, you went shopping, that doesn't make it that you haven't done your bedikah's chomets. You've done your bedikah's chomets, and now you've got a new din. Get rid of chomets that came in your house. And that new din goes with all the gidrei of halachos of kol ha'torah kulo. That means if normally you would rely on a sofek, you can rely on a sofek. If you rely on a tzvek tzeika, you can rely on a tzvek tzeika. If you go kuntu roiv, you could go kuntu roiv. This new chomets that came in is not nothing to do with hilchos bedikas chomets. The chiddush of it, but that's how I really want to explain it. That again, Saint Shua at the beginning of the text says similar to this. That what? The person does bedikas chomet, the chiyuv bedikas chomet, for that we're machmir even for tzvek and everything, is for the chomet that's generally found on the night of the Kisana, it's because of the whole year's usage. I used the house during the year, and therefore, we're makrif for all sfeikas and everything. But once you tick the box, once you check the box, and now you have now done a proper bedikin, according to what Chazal and Machayev, and then something else happened. Then something else happened. An animal brought in chametz, so of course you have to get rid of the chametz, but the sfeikas that might occur because of that are all sfeikas which go according to the general rules of Sofik. Sveika, Sofik, Grove, whatever the general rules are, that's what the halacha is. The Mamela, when the Gemara says, if you see the chulda bring in chametz, why are you machmir? You can rely on the chulda etit, just like by Mazuz Akum. That wasn't going with Hilchas Bidikas Chametz. That was going with the new rule. You've done Bidikas Chametz. You've been making your mitzvah. So why can't you be Meiko? By Mazuz Akum you can be Meiko. There it is. No, because by Mazuz Akum there's a sex faker. Who says there's an FL there, even if it was there was eaten up? Here, there's no sex faker. I saw the animal brought in Chametz. So you can't rely on the fact that he ate it up. In this case, because you saw he brought it in. If you didn't see anything, and you'd already done a good bedikas chametz, in Achalami, you could be maker, of course, tzvek tzveika. But if you saw he brought it in, then there's no tzvek tzveika. Why in the Mishnah did the Mishnah not say tzvek tzveika? Why in the Mishnah did the Mishnah say, because ain't a dovah safe? Because the Mishnah is talking about hilchas bedikas chametz. That have I fulfilled my mitzvah bedikas chametz, and now you can't rely on tzvek tzveika. As much as there's a that you say they have to be concerned, the chul they took chametz from place to place, you'd have to worry about that, and you can't rely on sex taken, to which the mitzvah says, ain't a dovah safe. But after you've done bedikah, you've fulfilled your mitzvah bedikah, and now you've got a new topic, then achalami, you can go with chol, gidre, toyo. Sex taken would be good, and be good here as well. Here, Bishra?
Yeah, I hear. But it just doesn't settle 100% right.
Say again?
No. I follow what the Rav was saying. I'm just saying the concept, you know, that you've completed your chiyuv, and now there's a new chiyuv to make sure you don't have any chametz in your house. But I mean, but that's what the bedikah is also, to make sure you don't have chametz in your house.
Right. So that's
why I'm having a hard time settling with it. I mean, what is it's not bior chametz, because you have to get rid of it, but that's a different mitzvah altogether also. I mean, so what's this new mitzvah?
Very good. Yeah, that's the difficulty with it. Shat,
you've
homed in very correctly. Lachar is the same concern. So the nusach they say is that the...
So you froze up again.
Is everybody frozen?
Yeah, he's frozen.
The key of the Dikor with so much me, it'd be because I can tell you 100% sure it's out. Once you've done the Dikor, you've fulfilled your mitzvah. Now, I've got no more comments that was during the whole year long. It's just a one-off comments that came in. For that, we can rely on the normal Gdorium of Sikhs.
Wouldn't you need to just at least be able to do you do a bittul, and that should cover it too. I mean, so why not make the requirement that you bittul?
Yeah. Right. First of all, bittul might not work. You might be talking about after Zman Issa, so you can't do bittul. If you saw the chomet, if you saw the chulda walk in on Pesach,
and it's not yours because it might belong to another. Yeah.
It's still overvalued, as we said. My cousin Bittel's not going to work. Or he didn't do Bittel. They ask him, why didn't you do Bittel? He didn't do Bittel. Right? What would be if somebody didn't do Bittel? What would be the halacha in that case? Okay, so that's where we're holding in the Gemara. And the Gemara answers that Rava says, the might say, if he see, brought chametz in, ein sofek moitzi midei vale. Ein sofek moitzi midei vale. You can't rely on the rope. It's true, there's a rove, the end suffix might seem is everybody. Now the Gemara is going to start discussing a whole bunch of cases where we see that suffix is might seem is everybody. Right now the Gemara is going to be discussing that. Let's see, though, before we go right to the Gemara, let's see a few tesis again. So we spoke out the tesis already, but just I want to go through them line by line. It's better. So let's see the top tesis. Top tesis is done, but I want to go over it. Ein cheshen shema gira chulda. It's on the Mishnah, right? Yes, you have it, the top tesis. They have to be concerned that maybe a chulda dragged in the chalas. In turn, I bring tesis. From a reisha shaminon. We know that already from the reisha. The ktoni called mokoim she'ein machnisim bei chalas. Any place that you don't bring chalas in, ein toch bedika. He doesn't need a bedika. So we know it already. This was the Yeshua's question today. We know it already. Torit, what's the answer? So Mekminon, we would explain that the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah was talking about Vishayim Chulda, or Baudelis Yechayim Harasham, when a Chulda or Baudelis cannot go left.
Close again.
Frozen again?
Yeah. What is luck holder today? I guess it's the air conditioning, the heating's not working well in the draw.
There's a yellow line that appears around your name while you're speaking. If that yellow line disappears, presumably you can assume that it's not being picked up. I don't know if that applies to whether you're frozen or not.
Could you just check that the connections there are good? Yeah.
Well, he's off. He just got booted out because he lost connection. That's why he froze, because he had bad connection. It was an unstable internet.
Maybe you should just work on pushing in all the little parts that fit in to just see that the connection remains all stable.
Unfortunately, the rub is now completely off the screen.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, the system automatically, if the connection's so unstable, it'll just boot you off and then reconnect. It'll automatically try to reconnect.
Anybody got Rav's number? I'm giving a call.
I have Yossi's number. If Yossi's there, so.
I'm sure you're trying to reconnect. Unless you have a big speakerphone you want to put him on and then we can hear him through you.
Here's Yossi.
Yossi's there?
Yeah.
Yes,
maybe Yossi can act.
You could take this number, 052.
Wait, I think he's connected with Yossi. He's right there.
Well, if you want to take the number, 052-765-4348.
That's the
love,
is it?
Yeah.
Thanks. You're on mute, Yossi.
You're
on? Oh, no, I'm on mute.
You can hear us?
Yeah, now.
Now, yes, thank you. Quiet, then.
Let's just go into the station. Sorry about that. Tesis kol mokim shechulda or baldus mitzuyim. Shom ein zav nidike. Ein marim. Hekoinim mutoim nikoneis devote vichobim. They came allowed to come in to a goyshe house. Afila ein chazir vichulda mitzuyim shom. Even if there's no chazir there. I can have beauty. Which was the time of the scepter. It says in the scepter. Dein Maduas Akum Bechutzoret. So there's no Maduas Akum Bechutzoret. Meaning this is very Abonim. And maybe there's an echo there, was not said in Chutzoret. Different reasons given for it. One shah was because of, it's a Zeir Shein HaTzibur Yochalam Izzah. There's so many Goyim. You never meant to go to any house. And since the Zeir Shein HaTzibur Yochalam Izzah, they didn't ask it. Okay, so that's
telling us that there's a different
halacha for it. But it's still halacha for it, right? But since it's one Sefer asked him to exist, and it's a real Lamed boy, therefore we are more neighbor.
But we call her a different Mishnah, right? So it's
a Sefer. Yeah. So, Vodol and Yeshaya, that's
the Sefer. So the Reis, when the Reis says that you're allowed, that a coin's allowed, he's talking about only in Chassarets?
Yeah. Only Chassarets. The Vodol and Yeshaya,
so that means according to the reason, if you're an Eretz Yisrael, even like Sveika, he's still going to go in.
That means according to
you're muted.
Rabbi Jacob, you're on mute. You're muted. There you go.
Sorry about that. So it means according to the reason, Eretz Yisrael. In as yourself, you would have to worry about the Midori, but if it's a Sveika, Rava told us you can be Mekel. Rava said if it's a Sveika, you can be Mekel.
Even in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah. But in the case where it's not a Sveika, Kuntra Zeya, if it's not a head of
So the person, like the woman, was already pregnant, and he knew that. And then all of a sudden, she's not pregnant, and there's no crying from the house. You don't know, there's no baby there.
That's
where the chulos kick in.
There are no chulos. There are no chulos in that area.
Then you've got a problem.
Got a problem, but not in the chutzaritz. In the chutzaritz, you can be mekel. And as you saw, you can only be mekel if there's chulos. In the Chutzal, you can make a leave. So if they made the chilek between basar and lechem, the basar, the animals eat them all up.
Who's wrong about the chilek?
Who's what? Yeah. It says the Gemara, the basar in the Shayim, I've been to town, the Ainu is after a basar and a folly. It says that the kasha, I've been to town as a kasha. How can we say that the animals eat up meat? There's a Gemara in Baba Kama that says, raw meat, animals don't eat. It's called achila yidei hatzkash. How here can we say we're going to concern the animals would eat meat? It's achila yidei hatzkash. There it is. The boss of Nefalim, Hainu Tafka, boss of Nefalim. Boss of Nefalim, where it's terochic, where it's soft. And therefore they'll eat it. Of a very based above a kamach, koshiv, chazir, shoroch, al boso, achila yidei hatzkash. It's called achila yidei hatzkash. The next place. Now this was Rob. Rob said that there's a sex speaker. Intim Salima have a ima chlosi. Intim Salima, but Mazur is akum. Rishus Yochid heim. The homes of red of goyim are Rishus Yochid. Usnamim sechetayes. Kol mokoyim any place Rishus Yochid lahal b'sleikoy. Any place where we can add fakers. Just fakers. Even if it's sopik on a sopik. So how can Rava say the reason why it's mutter to enter a home of a goy is because there's a chulda there. And it's a sex faker in Rishus HaYochid, even sex fakers after. No similar to the other sages. It's different to other sages. Why? Because here, in Bechlal, we don't know there's Nefel to begin with. The my Islam the Mema Shehei Boy Nefel. Why should we assume there was a Nefel to begin with? It's not something we know there was a Nefel there to begin with. A my Islam the Mema Shehei Boy Nefel. Why should we assume there's a Nefel? The Domi is a Sophic Beer. In the set of Tayyas, Messiah speak out, if you don't even know if Tumah came into the place, then you don't say Safek Lechum. Safek Bia, you don't even know if Tumah came in, there's much more room to Mikol, even in Rishus HaYochid. That's one Teretzatesis. Inam, another Teretzatesis, and here Eimach Chlose, that the concern that maybe the ethics is Odif Mishah Sveikis, is better than other Sveikis. The Safek HaRogil Hu. You have to know what these words mean.
Sofek harogelhu means a sofek which is a very, very high likelihood that it happened. Sofek harogel, it's a sofek that's a really high likelihood that it happened. Sofek harogelhu, the koi levadai. And it's almost a certainty. Teda, how do I know that? The afilu midei vadai, koi lemeima sheyotis a sofek. How do I know that this sofek that maybe etzit is such a strong sofek? Because the Gemara started off knowing that he took the chometz in the house, and in told there, I wanted to say that we should assume that yet happened, it should be okay. Even my vadai, I thought we could rely on the fact that the animal ate it. How on earth could we rely on it? Maybe the animal ate it to be matched something like vadai saw there was chometz there. So what do we see? This maybe the animal ate it is a really high probability. It's a very high probability. There's a very big chance that the animal ate the chometz. And this high probability is relevant even in a Rosh Hashanah. This was a quick stickum of taste. Say, good. The Gemara starts off with a question. Why by chomet, if you see that you bring in chomet in the house, why is that a problem? Let's rely on the animal ethic. Dumya de nefer. The taste asks the question, by nefer, how can you be maker? In a Rosh Hashanah, you can't be maker by sex taker. The first thing it says, who says there's a nefer that is dead? Oh, that's a lot of my hills was nefari. The second, there's that we know that Sofik Tumah, which is a yochid, you go to Chumma, is only when I know there was a nefer, there was Tumah there, and I've got Sveikas, maybe it removed, maybe I didn't pass over it. That all Sveikas built on the fact there was a nefer there. Right. Right. That's because there's no Chazir there. The Sofik, you have to go to Chumma. Well, our question was, as a Sveik Sveikah, we should go to Kula. The Gemara said, if the Chazir is there, then you have a Sveik Sveikah and you can go to Kula. So he said, why should you go to Kula? So what is a Sveik Sveikah? And it's just the Yachid, you can't go to Kula for Sveik Sveikah. So it says, if you don't know the Chlal, if the Nefel was there, that's a much stronger type of Sofik, which for there, Sveik Sveikah would be okay. Second hesitation, no, don't need to go like that. Second hesitation is the chlal you don't know. So, second hesitation was that if the one of the sfeikas here is that perhaps the animal ate it, that's such a high likelihood that helps even in Rishus Hayochid. Even in Rishus Hayochid, the likelihood that the animal ate it, that's enough to be mitiachas and be maker in Rishus Hayochid. How do I know that? There's so much room to be makel if the concern is that perhaps the animal ate it. How do I know that animal eating is a high likelihood? How do I know that? Because how did the Gemara start? We have arrived from our Gemara. Gemara says that if you see he brought chomet in the house, why should we be machmir? Let's rely on the fact that the animal ate it. What's happening? How can we be makel that perhaps the animal effort to be matter of something where I know that there's chomets in the house. Elamai must be the fact that the animal there to eat it is a high likelihood. It's not just stomach sophic. It's a high likelihood. It's a sophic erogen. It's a sophic that's really shia. It's a sophic that we can be quite sure it actually happened. So therefore we thought we could be makel even if there's definitely chomets there. And even if there's definitely a nefel there, we thought the same. So says Rava. The answer of the Gemara was, if it's a high likelihood, together with the Sofek and Bechlal, there was Tumah there, then the two together would be good. Even though generally, we can't rely on two Sveikas in a Shusha Yachid. But this type of Sofek, with such a high likelihood, there we can be made of even in a Shusha Yachid. I think about Chomet. If you saw you brought Chomet in, so you only have one sofik, you only have the high likelihood, but you don't have the other thing. And now we know chomets is there. Rava says, in that case, we can't be mikol. Well, that's where we got to. I wanted to get up here because the next part of the Gemara is Gemara learning the Zerayim and Trimus and Maitis, which is important to learn, but it's really a second half of the sugya. So the Gemara is now going to discuss, and then I'm going to leave you with it, bringing different cases where we see that some is mitzvah de vaday. As we said, we have to get to the last, the third last line of the page. If you do get there, before you get to taste this, you can keep going the Gemara until the brackets on Ahmed Base. So the brackets on Ahmed Base, the parentheses on Ahmed Base. Okay? And then you can start doing the tasters. Okay, I wish you all a good day. After all, I apologize. Shalat Lohe.
And have a good day. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have a good day.
Thanks, have a good day, and get good exercise on your run.
You will.